Ciarán, good afternoon.
How are you?
Not too bad at all. Well, the Derry Senior Football Championship up and running, well up and running. Action yesterday. We'll just go through the games that were played yesterday. Swatra 2-6, Newbridge 1-8. That's 14 points to 11. Swatra just that wee bit too strong.
Yeah, Swatra came through it. It was a fairly error-ridden game. A lot of mistakes on both sides. Newbridge will be seriously disappointed. I seen with a team with decent championship pedigree, they would probably have fancied themselves to win the game, but they were then 4 points down, having played with the Breeze at half time. And although they probably played better in the second half, they just had left themselves that wee bit too much to do, and ended up their season's now over, and they'll be seriously disappointed with that.
Swatra, are they good?
Swatra, I don't think they're going to win a championship, but they could cause problems. They're a big, strong, physical side, and they'll dominate in around the middle of the field against teams. They probably didn't use their forward line well enough yesterday. They put Michael Friel to fall forward and never kicked him a ball, which was almost a waste of a man 6'4" and 14 stone. But if they can rectify a few things, they'll give a team a scare in the back door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lavi, too strong for the loop. Was that expected?
Just about. That was always going to be probably the game of the weekend. Both sides had good first round wins. Lavi had beaten the county champion Slagneil, and Loop had won an absolute thriller against their rivals Maherfelt. So everybody was looking forward to that game. Big crowd out in sunshine and Ballinascreen yesterday. The town was packed, and I suppose it was a real win first half. There were five goals in the first half, and it was end to end. And I suppose it was right in the balance up until Keelan O'Boyle got a goal about 10 minutes from time, and it finally swung at Lavi's way. And at the minute, they are looking like a very serious championship contender. They haven't won a senior championship since 1993. It's looking like this is possibly their strongest challenge since.
Yeah, they used to be one of the big teams in Derry back in that age, and probably back in the 80s. You know, they were the name in Derry club football.
Well, they were. They won an All-Ireland club title at the start of the 90s and won numerous county titles in a very strong period of Derry club football. It's been a while. They've been to semi-finals. They've been very close on a couple of occasions in the last couple of years to reach in a final. Possibly should have beaten Ballinderry twice, but fell a bit short. It's just unusual for them probably to peak so early in the championship, or to look so good so early. They tended to come late or come strong a bit later, so it is looking very promising for them.
The other game then were played at Owen Beg, and goals normally win matches, but not for Glenn. They scored 2-4, but Banner got an extra point, 11, to beat them.
Well, very nearly got a third goal at the end, but the Banner goalkeeper, Darrell McDermott, was the hero of the day. Banner led fairly well. I think they were 5-1 up and sort of cruising for a lot of the game. Glenn got a couple of goals and managed to haul themselves level going into injury time. And Banner got about 40 yards out, and Darrell McDermott, the goalkeeper, came up the field and kicked it over the bar and went back in the nets. And from the resulting kick out, Glenn ran the length of the field and had a goal chance, and Darrell saved it. So no doubt in who the hero was in that game.
And the second game there, Kilray 1-10, that 13 points done given, 12, perhaps a wee bit of a shock there.
A big, big one, probably Kilray's most significant championship win in maybe 4 years since they reached the county final. Dungiven would have been fairly well fancied, but by all accounts, no doubt Kilray deserved the win. They were 1-8-3 up midway through the second half once Paddy McNeil got the goal, and Dungiven eventually came into the game and came strong and rallied and almost clawed it back, but the clock beat them in the end. And Dungiven played the entire second half with 14 men after Sean Murray got a red card, and they lost Liam Humphrey to a black card and Mark Craig to injury as well. So I suppose from a Dungiven point of view, they'll take a fair bit from the second half, but it was a very, very significant one for Kilray.
I wonder, did Martin O'Neill hear about that good victory for Kilray?
He'll have been a happy man last night.
He sure would be, yeah. He played for them in his day.
Oh, he did. Former Kilray player, surely. Another side who has maybe had chances to reach the county final 4 years ago and have had good minor teams come behind that, but they never kicked on from 2011, and they'll be hoping that maybe this is the start of something now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure there'll be a big crowd this evening at Owen Beg. That's where two games down decision. The 6 o'clock one involves Mahara Felt and Slough Needle. How do you expect that to go?
They'll be the biggest crowd of the year so far, I would imagine. It's the first two big knockout games of the year. Slough Needle obviously won it last year in the All Ireland Club Final, and then lost to Lavey in the first round. This year's championship, they've been hampered by injury all year, all through the season, and they're just starting to get those men back on the pitch regularly and playing together again. Maher Felt were 10 points down against the Loop at half time in their first round game, and within 14 minutes were 2 points up, and just a remarkable game. And if it's Maher Felt in the first half, then Slough Needle will win easy, but if it's Maher Felt in the second half, then it could be a really, really interesting game.
And the second game tonight, Ballinderry, well, we've heard that name before, against Glenullan.
Well, that's it. Ballinderry and Glenullan sort of seem to gravitate towards each other in these draws as well. This is the third time in 4 years. And they've had a lot of very close encounters, particularly, well, in around the 2010 when Glenullan were strong. Glenullan beat them in a classic quarter-final in 2009 up in Selby Park. But it's Ballinderry who've won the last two and looked that bit stronger at the minute. Glenullan have become very heavily reliant on Owen and Paddy Bradley to do pretty much everything for them up front, and Jim Keane still suspended. He's serving the second of a 3-match championship ban from a game last year, so he's a big loss to them. Ballinderry's second half performance, even though they lost their first round game to Ballinascreen, they were down a lot of men, and their second half performance, they won the second half 8-3, and they'll take enough from that I think they really should get over the line.